These are the readings for Studio Classroom, February 2013. Page 12. A Strong Foundation. Successful businesses are built to grow. Ben and Sandy Johnson are discovering that starting a business is not easy. Fortunately, Uncle Bob is there to help.
Hey, Uncle Bob.
Hi, Ben. How's the new business coming along?
Well, we've finished the business plan, but honestly, I have no idea how we're going to make it a reality. There are so many things to do, I don't know how I'll ever get them all done.
You don't have to do it all yourself, Ben.
But if I don't, who will?
It is your company and your responsibility to ensure all the work gets done. But that doesn't mean you have to accomplish everything yourself. The reality is that if you want your business to grow, you must hand over responsibility to other people at some point.
Are you saying I should hire employees?
Not exactly. I'm saying that as you build your business, you need to build an organization and its processes of operation.
How do I do that?
Well, there are many different aspects to a business, like supply, production, sales, and accounting.
That's exactly my problem.
If you were just self-employed, it would be your job to do all of those things. As the head of an organization, your business, your job is ultimately to find ways to get things done, but not do all the work yourself.
So, I don't need to do everything myself. I just need to make sure everything gets done.
Exactly. That could mean hiring employees, but it might also mean getting an accountant to help keep the books. Then again, it could mean finding partner companies to outsource certain tasks to.
How do I do that?
I would start by checking out government programs that help small businesses. You should also look at any business incubators in your area.
What's a business incubator?
It's a business or nonprofit organization that fosters the development of new companies. Generally, a business incubator provides things like consulting, office space, administrative assistance, and financing to help new companies until they can operate on their own.
That sounds fantastic.
For many companies, it is. Be careful, though. Some programs charge fees, and incubator firms often seek equity in companies they help.
So, if I take a firm's help, it will own part of my company?
That's the idea. It invests in your company in hopes that your success will turn a profit for them as well.
I guess there is no free lunch.
Except at my house. Let's get something to eat.
That sounds great.
Word Bank. Ensure. Please ensure that the door is closed when you leave. Hand over. John will hand over control of the company to Ted at the end of the month. Accounting. Terry does the accounting for three companies. Ultimately. Sandra is ultimately responsible for the safety of her students. Outsource. We are finding ways to outsource some work to another company. Administrative. Mike will be busy with administrative work all day. Equity. Richard gained equity in the company by investing money. Free lunch. It seems like a good deal, but there is no such thing as a free lunch, so be careful. More information. Keep the books. Business incubator. Turn a profit. Talk about it. Do you think Ben should hire any workers? Why or why not? Would you be willing to give part of your new company to a business incubator? What are some differences between self-employment and owning a business?